Okay. Are you ready?
No, absolutely not. Let's do it.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. Today we're going to be talking about everything you never knew you wanted to know about the vampire finch.
That's not a thing. They're just making stuff up. But let's hear it. How amusing can you be with your fake birds?
Okay, so my fake birds who live in the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, maybe they're real there, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So Darwin, you know, he figured out some of his theories of evolution looking at the beaks of finches. Some of them had really sharp beaks and some were short and some were long and some were kind of like twisted and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, in 1964, researchers discovered the sharp-beaked ground finch, a.k.a. the vampire finch, has a sharp, pointy beak that at certain times of the year they use to drink the blood of other birds.
Ew! For real?
For real!
Wow, like, okay, questions. Let me listen and see if you answer them.
Okay, okay. So they are drinking specifically the blood of blue-footed boobies.
I think you really missed an opportunity to say the blood of their enemies, but blue-footed boobies comes in second for sure.
Oh, it's so the best names in this episode.
What's the size ratio there?
Well, I'll tell you that right now. So the boobies... Their name comes from, they think, the Spanish word bobo, which means clownish. So your blue-footed booby is like a goose-sized sea fishing bird, kind of brownish-grayish face and then wing edges, and then their body is kind of white, and their feet are giant webbed bright blue like duck feet.
Okay.
They're really awkward on land. They
are easy to spot.
Yeah, with their bright blue feet. And then they like to nest and hang out on two islands, Wolf and Darwin Island. And also on that island is this 5-inch long, sharp-beaked ground finch.
5-inch long bird.
Yep, little tiny bird.
Okay, like an index card length.
Yeah, not very big. I would say like a... smaller than a robin, but, you know, bigger than like a house finch, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Kind of a medium-sized little bird. Mm-hmm. So on the climate on these islands is very hot and dry. And the finches, mm-hmm. they usually eat seeds and insects, and they're drinking fresh water. But these islands get very hot and very dry. And so there does come a point where the finch, who... over time went from just plucking parasites off of these blue-footed boobies to gouging holes in their wingtips to drink their blood because they're thirsty.
Oh my goodness. That is very barbarous. My goodness.
The video, it's just, oh my gosh. So you've got this female booby. She's laying on her eggs, trying to keep them, you know, at a good temperature. And the finch.
Oh no.
Hops onto her back and kind of like stands on her tail. And the boobies have these long, because they're seabirds, right? So their wings are very long and kind of pointy, kind of almost crossed over each other. And the finch dives its head down into the feathers, like what for us would be like the knuckles on your hand.
Oh, no.
And they cut with their very sharp beak just enough to get blood flowing.
Oh,
but not so much that the booby flies away. And you see them, they kind of like, ow, you know, would you please stop? But they don't get up. And then blood starts to flow through these white feathers. And these finches are taking turns going in. And it's just like kids with a juice box.
That's like a really great horror film. Oh, that should be like, you know, you go to this beautiful tropical island and suddenly things start to go badly. Wow.
Why does that bird have blood stains all over its back? Well, that's because the vampire finch has been munching on them.
That's quite a leap from eating the bugs off its back to, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it must have been an accident at some point. But here's the thing. So it does not kill adult boobies, but because, you know, I mean, they can just fly away eventually if they're like, ah, stop it. You know, they'll fly away.
Yeah.
But the chicks will sometimes get harassed by these vampire finches, and they will run away and then, you know, fall down. They get lost, and then they don't make it.
Yeah, nature has its way.
Also, they will occasionally eat eggs. But the thing is, it's only during these very droughty times. So it's not all year long. And here's the weird thing. So the vampire finches have special bacteria in their guts to help them digest blood.
Do you think that's a microevolution thing? Like the ones that could survive longer?
Well, it's a weird thing because there's a fellow who was studying bats, and like vampire bats, and it's the same bacteria in the birds and the bats.
Wow.
And for the finches, it's like there's a lot during the blood drinking season, and then during seed eating season, they don't have very many of those bacteria in their gut. So it kind of fluctuates. It's this weird biome issue. Yeah.
Wow. That birds creep me out a little bit, and now they creep me out more. Wow.
Right? Yeah. So, and the weird thing is that blood, just drinking blood, it's super high in salt and iron, especially, you know, from a seabird, which can be quite dangerous for these little birds. So they're kind of walking this fine line of getting enough nutrition to survive and not so much that it's like toxic for their little tiny vampire-y livers.
So they can't do like the Blue Booby keg stand and survive.
No.
They just have to be like the polite wine drinkers, sipping.
Yeah. And what's amazing to me is you see video and they're I mean, like they've bitten through. There's blood leaking down these feathers. And the boobies are like, it's annoying, but they don't all just fly away. And I'm so puzzled by that.
Yeah. Although I've donated blood enough to know that after the initial poke, it's a very like, oh, okay, that's happening.
Yeah, but multiple birds are coming in. And I got to say that seeing these little finches with these very bloody beaks, it's a little Alfred Hitchcock.
It's a lot Alfred Hitchcock, too. Once mom goes away and the babies are there and the little finches are circling.
Yeah,
that's very horror movie. Yikes.
Yeah, I was listening to this podcast called Ologies, and she talks to a bunch of scientists, but she was talking to a fellow who is a vampireologist. He teaches these courses, this really cool college course on vampire mythology in culture. And then he mentioned vampire finches, and I was like, no, shut up. And then I came home and did some research, and here we are.
I really adore the academic minds that tie all those things together to teach a concept in such a fun way. Love that. Like, we're going to learn a thing about, and we're going to use vampires.
Yeah.
Everything about vampires.
It's fascinating. You should definitely, Ologies, this vampire one, it was like a Halloween special, and then finches, the sharp-beaked ground finch.
I find that more disturbing than I expected. It totally creeps me out.
Oh, just wait till you go see a video.
I might not.
Just don't be a blue-footed booby and you're okay.
Oh. Well, if you want to go check out those videos in the show notes, of course, brainjunkpodcast.com or Google. I presume you all have Google. We are also on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And please, wherever you listen, like and subscribe to the show. It delights us. And we work hard to find more creepy birds for you. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.